always blame the tree huggers for wanting to save the rainforest, but I'll tell you one thing, that saving the rainforest isn't for tree huggers anymore. It's for farmers, too. It's really in all of our best interest to get on board with this, because as we try to help the farmers save the rainforest in Mato Grosso in Brazil, it's going to help us remain competitive here in the United States agriculture. You know, if we could just stop the deforestation of what's happening in places like Brazil, U.S. agriculture revenue would go up by as much as $270 billion between 2012 and 2030. That's direct benefits from just increased production of soybeans, beef, timber, palm oil. Overall, if you look at just the individual states, states like Iowa, Illinois, and Minnesota, Indiana, and Nebraska, each state would stand to gain between $2.6 and $6.8 billion in increased revenue. What I saw in the Mato Grosso area is the bulldozers were clearing the land, and you could really see that they were releasing tons and tons of carbon. So wouldn't it be great if we could turn this around and get a country like Brazil, which is one of the biggest emitters of carbon in the world, to go ahead and be one of the solutions to help the world lower the greenhouse gas emissions.
So that we have the right kinds of incentives to stop the practices that we think are harmful for the environment and harmful for the atmosphere, harmful for this world we live in, and policies that will support or enhance those that are beneficial. If we can have offsets as a part of a climate change bill, that's enormously important, including some component of them for international offsets to deal with this deforestation issue, gives us two really significant benefits. It has the potential of increasing revenues to farmers and ranchers of somewhere in the area of $200 billion over the time horizon that this study encompasses, while at the same time it has the added benefit of lowering the cost of production to farmers here in the U.S., somewhere in the range of close to $50 billion in that same time frame. So we see higher income, we see lower expenses if we get the policies right. Our farmers and ranchers know the importance of being good stewards of the land. And it's important that we get public policy that not only recognizes that, but supports that stewardship ethic that all of us know is so important.